It's a brand new month, and it's the start of the Survivor preseason, so that makes it a great time to become a patron of RHAP. This Big Brother season, I loved getting to do the patron call-in shows with Taryn every week so much that we're adding a Survivor Q&A call-in show to the patron podcast schedule, and we're starting it now, even during the preseason. In addition, our patrons are going to be getting some of the Survivor podcast episodes before they hit the main feed, too. If you're interested in having smart, fun conversation about your favorite reality shows in our inclusive community, come join our tribe at robhasawebsite.com/patron. That's robhasawebsite.com/patron. Coming to you live from my apartment, it's Rob Has a Podcast. And now here's the guy who's dying to know what Travis's science experiment was going to be proving. I am Rob Sesternino. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Rob Has a Podcast. Here we are Wednesday at night. It was the veto ceremony night. A lot to talk about here on a fun episode of Big Brother and a stellar panel. The group we started the season with, some 8 weeks ago, is back together tonight to talk about it all. Of course, let's welcome back a man. The dog never eats his homework. It's the great Taryn Armstrong. Taryn, how are you?
Oh, thank you, Rob. The introduction.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. I don't know why I wasn't picked for the Evan Hansen podcast. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah. Well, Taryn, I could only pick so many people, and I just thought that, you know, you had your hands full with everything with Big Brother.
Thanks, Anna.
Who's that? Derek F?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, he's...
Thank you, Hannah.
Thanks, Anna.
Yeah.
Thanks, Anna.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's kind of a downer, right? I mean,
It's right away. Like, it's not even like, you know, like on Survivor, sometimes they don't get picked for the reward. And then then when they're sitting there not having the reward, they're like, I'm upset about this. No, Big D's like, immediately, like, thanks, Anna.
Not happy.
To be fair, he wanted to see the movie, and Sarah Beth was like, oh, I think I've heard this song, to the most famous song in the musical. Like, the fact that she didn't even recognize the movie or anything until she, like, heard that song. I was like, oh, I think I may have heard this song. I mean, if I was Big D and I really wanted to see it, I'd be a little upset myself.
You're evicting her. Let her see a movie.
Mm-hmm. She'll
be watching a lot of movies soon. Yeah.
Yeah. She's going to watch so many movies. Let the people who are going to be there a long time do. I get the logic behind, like, not to like cut off our introductions, but just really quick, I get the logic behind inviting nominees, but like, I don't like it. I don't love it. It's like, you're rewarding people that like you're all like about to like evict. I don't know. It just feels very contrived and I don't like it. I think that just invite who you want to invite. Invite the people who care the most about the musical. Like, just invite people who are like Broadway people and let them see
it. That seems like a crazy way to play the game, no?
I mean, well, what is this doing? Do you really think Sarah Beth's going to be like, you know what? I love Hannah. No. Sorry. Anyway,
All right. Well,
hi,
let's welcome in a woman who is not just the voice of the correct people. She's seen a lot of movies, but one fewer movie than Kyland has seen now.
Yeah, well, I saw it on the stage, so, you know, I don't know if Kyland is the same.
Would you call that a film buff? Though, or a Broadway buff?
I call it a mixed media buff.
Yeah. Could it be Oscar nominated? Did Kylan beat you to one this year?
I don't think it's going to be Oscar nominated. No offense to anyone, but I don't know. Maybe one of the supporting characters, but I don't think that as a movie as a whole. It's very hard for musicals, I think, to get nominated for Best Picture. You used to get a lot of those. Now, not so much. Chicago, great winner, but you don't really see a lot of the Broadway or the musicals getting nominated these days, I think. But Anyway, okay. I digress.
Well, let's welcome in also to the panel tonight that he has been very patient. He has waited to be introduced. My co-host on the RHAP Rewind, it is the great Chappelle. Chappelle, how are you?
I'm good. And I just want to start off with saying I'm happy to be back with this particular panel, but I'm also happy to talk about this movie thing that we saw today, you know, with the play and the music. And Melissa feels very strongly about the musical and the movie's maybe not that good. And this is peak Big Brother. This is what we came here to see. And for anybody who hasn't seen this, I got the bootleg on YouTube. It actually got taken down for copyright reasons, but I'm going to find another one and I'm going to send it out to everybody else so y'all can get caught up like I did, because I didn't know who the hell Ben Platt was a few months ago. And now I guess I just can't avoid it.
Chappelle, you're passing around the bootleg of Dear Evan Hansen.
Did I say bootleg? I mean, certain clips were leaked from the Broadway musical by AJ Mass. And I might have taken a peek at it, but like I said, it's down for copyright reasons, but my people are working on getting back up for all of the people, all the listeners. So just stay tuned.
And Chappelle, obviously you're a big fan of that most famous song that we all know that Melissa was
it was the best song in the movie. Good. I mean, oh my God, his voice. He was singing. I will say that. I just have
he
no
He was
clue.
Singing.
Mm-hmm. He was singing. I just don't know.
We can all agree. He was singing.
And he looked so youthful.
He did not look youthful. I look youthful.
That is the biggest critique. All the people are saying, you know, this guy, not passable for a teen anymore.
Maybe suspend your imagination.
Away.
Yes.
But also, like, the whole, like, mop top hair that they gave him, like, that is not it. That doesn't make him look more useful. It makes, and then like the washed out foundation they put on him. It all creates an illusion.
Yes.
Did you see that show, Pen 15?
Oh my God, like, I love that show so much. I would do a podcast about this show. I'm calling it Who Wants to Do a Podcast on the Show with Dave, right, because it is so good. Everyone should watch Pen 15. Amazing. It's coming back soon, just so you know. They just had an animated special. Anyway, back to Big Brother.
Back to Evan Hansen. We're gonna talk about Never Have I Ever on Silent Podcast. Mm-hmm. Melissa, how you gonna turn our backs? You're gonna turn your back on us for
hey,
penis?
I'll do that one too.
Yeah, that's what Pen 15
hey,
is, right?
Penis. Podcast, let me know.
Yeah. Taryn, any other TV shows you want to talk about tonight?
The Betrayal.
Yeah.
You know, let's talk about you know, The Expanse is really good.
Yeah. All right, well, let's get to the Big Brother.
Look, this episode was boring. We all are going to just let's just say it. The episode was boring. We watched people look at these little pictures of the situations and scenarios
podcast,
that didn't
Melissa.
Even exist.
That's where we
we're
going to
have a great podcast. I'm just saying that, like, the episode itself, we can all admit, was not the winner we may have hoped for.
It's fine.
Okay,
you know?
If the best defense is it's fine, it's not fine.
It had its moment.
Character. You know, it had character. It had that certain you know, that you don't get from normal episodes of Big Brother that are actually entertaining. It's just one of those other episodes. You know, we just put it in a little box, put it over there, and we're going to talk about the things that happened. On that episode.
Yes.
Because things happened.
If you have questions for us tonight, send them in. robinswebsite.com/BBQuestions as well. We'll take your questions later on in the show. So let's get to it. Let's talk about this episode of Big Brother. And of course, we started things off with Claire has made her big move with the Coin of Destiny. She is the secret HOH, although we go backwards in time to see Tiffany and Kylan basically talking about exactly what Claire was going to do. Chappelle, I think you're the one person on the panel we haven't really heard talk about Claire's secret HOH stint.
Yeah, I mean, well, we've all heard it. She has agency now. Mm-hmm. She finally has agency in this game. And now she needs us to know that she is the one pulling the strings. What did the announcer say? From the shadows, you know, from the back.
Very
she's just
sneaky.
She's just the puppeteer that she is. you know, Claire finally got the chance to do what she wanted to do with this HOH. And she did exactly what she wanted to do, which is what Tiffany wants her to do all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm a Claire fan. I'm a bigger Tiffany fan. So this was great for me. I loved every second of it. I do have questions about how much she actually considered changing it up, because she did make it sound like, well, if the veto hadn't been won, I might have done something different. But mm-hmm. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I think Tiffany got her. And I love every second of that.
Well, Tiffany's going to move out of the HOH room. And Tiffany is going to be in there with Hannah. And Claire comes in and says, hey, guess what? I dethroned you. It was me. And Tiffany says, okay, well, I'll pretend that I did this. So I don't want people to get mad at you. I'll get the blood on my hands. And Claire tells us in the diary room,
I want some credit for this. I don't want this to just be seen as Tiffany's move.
What move?
Yeah.
What is she getting
literally
credit
no
for?
Move. This is the same thing.
Yeah, this is actually, I love this from Tiffany, because she's tapped into exactly what I was talking about the other day, which is that an anonymous HOH doesn't actually do all that much for you, because part of the power of HOH is the fact that everyone knows your HOH and they have to suck up to you and tell you things. And Tiffany knows this, understands it. And so she's like, no, you can keep letting me pretend to be HOH mm-hmm. if you want. And the thing is that Claire also understands it. Because she's like, no, I actually don't think this is better for my game. I want people to think I'm HOH, but if Tiffany wants to pretend she's HOH, I guess we can do that too.
Mm.
Why?
I love it. Like, I love it.
I think it's just like, it all stems from the fact that Tiffany is Claire's biggest ally in the game. And so it's like, well, if that's what she wants, then I should do it, because we're, you know, it's the two of us, we're a duo. And so, like, as long as each of us are doing well, it doesn't matter, because then we'll just like help each other along. And I feel like she just trusts her way too much. And I get why she trusts her, but at the same time, it's like, Claire, you got to do your own thing. Yeah. Like, you really have to do your own thing. This is not a duo's game. This is, you know, every man for himself at this point. And it's just a disappointing week for Claire. For
Chappelle,
sure.
Is there any smoke between you and Claire? Because you maintain that you are Tiffany's biggest fan.
Yeah. I mean, if
and
you wanted me to
I
throw...
would say that maybe Claire is.
Okay, first of all, y'all are being too hard on Claire, okay? She just inched out this competition against the house that threw it to her and opted out. But she won, narrowly. Damn it. Give them what they deserve, damn it. They deserve. So I'm not going to stand here and let y'all slander Claire. But I'm also not going to let y'all say that Claire is a bigger fan of Tiffany, because I remember way back when this panel first convened and we were talking about the house guests that they were coming in. I said, hi, Tiffany. Mm-hmm. I see you. Mm-hmm. And I waved. And I said, that's my girl right there. Before she even had a confessional, I knew. So no, Claire, you throw away your game and then you watch Tiffany do work magic in the jury house, because I will be watching her, you know, from out here as well. You know, Claire, your days are numbered.
Chappelle, I think you were even on the Tiffany bandwagon before Claire was even in this cast.
Right. Back when that bald lady was there, I was like, oh, look, the one who's talking all the noise on Instagram and stuff. Yeah. Before they picked her, I was like, yeah, but I'm still Team Tiffany. And I was right. You know, so. Again, Claire has made some questionable choices, but one of the best things that she's done is to latch on to Tiffany and just be a pawn for Tiffany until Tiffany decides it's time for her to go home. And that's okay. Everybody can't win.
What have you done for Tiffany lately, though?
Excuse me?
Have you won a coin of
Taryn?
Yes.
Taryn,
I will
use that superpower for Tiffany.
I will climb that wall, grab that coin and flip the coin of destiny all over again. Okay. Claire ain't got nothing on me. Okay. Let's all be right. Very clear. Let's be very clear. Yeah.
Wow.
I'll be waiting to watch you on the live feeds. If anybody ever turns on Tiffany.
Yeah, baby, I'm scaling that wall like Batman. Are you kidding me? I'm going full Lara Croft Tomb Raider. I'm Jackie Chanin up that wall.
Like you're Mistborn.
Yeah,
right. I mean, throw the coins like Claire did and just miss everybody.
If it comes down to it, and there is a battle between Chappelle and Claire, I think Chappelle's going to fight for it harder. Just based on the track record. Yeah. Yeah. I think Claire might just like, okay, well, I'll let him take this one. But
yeah.
You'll see.
I feel bad because I've been rooting for Claire all season, but I mean, if it's going to be me versus her, unless I throw the competition there, I just don't think she's going to win it. Or even if she does, she might just do what Tiffany wants and, you know, Tiffany's going to side with me. So whatever.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. All right. Meanwhile, we got to see Kylan trying to pump up Sarah Beth a little bit. And you know, just Kylan, he's always the optimist. Except when it comes to customer service issues. He's trying to turn things around for Sarah Beth. And she says, look, like this is bad. An anonymous HOH had all the power and they still chose to put us up there. Face it, Kylan.
We're just not likable.
Don't say that.
Not likable.
How could you?
Melissa, not likable?
I feel like I don't think that is always the reason that people get put up. I feel like it doesn't have anything to do with likability. I mean, maybe if you were like in the first week of the game and it was like, let's just get out someone who we can't live with. But like at this point, it's like, it's not about whether you're liked or not. It's literally about how good you are and how big of a threat you are. Like, I mean, that's just the way it is at this
you're
point.
Right.
So I don't know if I would necessarily say that.
It normally is about that. But in this specific case, I think it really comes down to being not likable.
You
oh,
think
come people, on. Poor Sarah Beth.
You think people didn't like Brent? You think people didn't like Frenchie? Sarah, come on, man. These are game moves. Yeah. This has nothing to do with likability.
I mean, sometimes they're a threat.
Maybe the fact that you keep getting $50 a week when America votes is a sign of that. But this particular nomination might not just say,
we're just
we don't
not
like
likable.
You. Yeah, you know, maybe the idea that Sarah Beth is going home before Kylan might make you believe, okay, maybe I'm not so likable. Because Kylan, I mean, he's a big guy, he's a competition threat. He's won a couple of them. He seems to be well aligned. You would think a real alliance that would want to win the game would want him out over you, Sarah Beth, who has done minimal damage in the house. But maybe there's some merit to thinking that you're not that likable for this house. Because in a normal Big Brother house, these are shining stars. I think Sarah Beth's a fan favorite if this is BB 21. 19, 20, 22. Like, you know, like she's going far. We're all voting
she
for her,
the
but
wrong
not
season.
This time.
Yeah, she played
yeah,
too late.
Not this
yeah.
time. Yeah.
I feel like Kylan in this conversation is like seeing him in the conversation versus in the diary room where he's like, I can't tell her the truth. It's like this is Kylan going to a restaurant and being nice to the waiters, and then Kylan in the diary room is him writing the review. Like, actually, she is pretty unlikable. She's not going to do well in this game.
When can I get a coupon for 50% off my next meal?
Yeah.
Am I going to be the Kylan defender then? Okay, fine. Whatever. Listen, the energy that he has toward getting free stuff on the internet is something that I admire and also want to harness for myself. Because if I could just like tweet out to, you know, Southwest Airlines, like, look, these prices are too high, god dang. I need to go. I'm ready to go. You said where you want
to
go. I'm ready to go. Right. Send me free things. So Kylan has decided to weaponize his Twitter against big corporations. Who are me to judge? I use my Twitter to talk about Big Brother. I think Kylan is winning. If he got some free coupons, he is winning because I'm spending my money.
It takes a lot of guts to take on big business, okay? Mm-hmm. It takes a lot of guts, and we need to respect the hustle. And all I have to say is I just hope nobody finds my Yelp review page, and that's that.
Oh, no.
You know what?
Oh, no.
Melissa Yelp is using, Melissa. You know what Melissa's using her Twitter for? She's using her Twitter to, in the middle of this podcast, tweet out who wants to do a Pen 15 rewatch podcast with me.
It's very important stuff, okay?
But she never tweeted me about Never Have I Ever. Make it make sense.
First of all, I did, and I
did
got
you?
Blatantly ignored. I didn't DM you because I wanted to put it out there in the world, okay?
You blasted this on the internet. You could have just DM'd
us. Of course I did.
How
absolutely
dare you?
Absolutely not. Okay,
listen,
first of all,
we're going to do the Pen 15 together.
Okay,
together.
Yes, I'm down.
Okay.
But
all right.
I talked to you guys and I was like, hey, oh, I just so happened to have binge watched the whole season. I love your podcast and nothing, like not even, it feels a little like hurtful to not get a single, you know, not even like a little like, oh, are you interested in joining? Like I podcast with you guys. you know, like we're friends. And
I feel
like,
you.
No, it would
this
just
is like
be
a three-star
like,
review for being invited onto a Chappelle podcast.
Join the club. We are goddamn delight over at Silent Podcast. Okay, I understand. I get it. We heard your complaints, Kylan, and we are going to file them away.
And we'll I get a free podcast.
I think we can hook you up.
Okay, thanks. Glad we got this sorted.
Okay. All right. So let's get to the veto competition. We're going to get Alyssa in the veto competition. Sarabeth is going to pick Claire, the secret HOH. If she gets the veto, she might have all the power this week.
Ooh, and maybe she'll do something with it that she wants to do.
Well, hey, let's not get too hasty.
Well, I mean, if she gets the power, maybe she'll
finally
consider
has power.
Doing something with the power
mm-hmm.
that she didn't do with the power that she had.
Mm-hmm.
This is very convincing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Maybe, mm-hmm. maybe. And then yeah. Kylan picks Hannah, who will go on to win the power of veto. Chappelle, was Hannah, who has not won the power of veto yet this season, or an HOH, or even did she win the wild? No, Christian won the wild card she was in. She wears Derek X's sweatshirt. Did she get the power of Derek X?
Yes, and I've been saying that. Okay, Tiffany gets the bracelet from Derek. Like, let's look at the facts here,
wow.
people. Okay. Tiffany gets the bracelet from Derek X and immediately wins HOH. Hannah puts on the sweatshirt of Derek X and immediately wins veto.
Derek mm-hmm. X merch right there. Is about to blow Ooh. Up.
It is all magic.
Baby D.
Baby D.
Oh my gosh.
Baby D.
Baby D.
Yeah.
Baby D. Okay.
That's magic. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
You can't fight it. You can't fight facts.
Here comes Ben Platt to introduce the veto comp. Taryn, how interested is Ben Platt in setting up the power of veto competition?
Very uninterested. I was like, let me tell you how I experienced this. Ben Platt comes on the screen. I was like, that doesn't look like whatever Pratt person I probably thought this was.
Chris Pratt.
Right. Isn't this supposed to be a high school movie? He must play one of the dads. And then he's describing the competition and I couldn't even tell you what he said because I don't think he was very interested and I wasn't very interested.
Hmm.
Yeah. Well, I also think watching the world's saddest movie to that's coming out in 2021 is like the prize I would want. Like, you know what you really want, SB? You've been crying all week. Let's just give you some more to cry about. Let's just let you watch this.
This was a weird,
devastatingly sad movie.
Here in Big Brother 23. I mean, Big Brother typically summer fun, hijinks. That if we go back to the past movies, we have to think that emotional, dramatic films are not the things that they typically show in the Big Brother house. Taryn, can you recall any past films that they've shown the house guests?
I mean,
if not, I'm sure chat will have it in about 10 seconds.
Classically, a runaway jury they showed in season 4. A great Big Brother themed movie.
Okay, Talladega Nights, Mamma Mia, Melissa, remember that one?
Oh my God.
Another musical.
Yeah, we had to explain that Mamma Mia 2 was mm-hmm. because there was already a Mamma Mia and we all, you know,
the
and we had
guys,
that trailer fan, the fan trailer made for us. That was good.
Yeah. They did watch the new MacGyver.
Mm-hmm. Well, did they watch it or just play the competition? I don't remember.
Oh, maybe.
They must have watched it.
Maybe.
No, yeah, I think they did. I think they watched the pilot or something.
Or they watched, at least watched clips. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So
I just don't think I would ever want this. Like, I mean, I would win the veto and then selflessly give this gift to everyone else. You know what? Like, you guys, because I am, you know, the veto winner, I, you know, will allow you all to go and watch this beautiful film and cry about it because, I mean, that's what they did. They went and, I mean, Hannah, this was a decision that she made with the people that she made it with. But I just wouldn't want to be in bed with Kylan and Sarah Beth. Period. And then I also would not want to be in bed with them while they're crying. And so I would have fallen out of the bed and probably crawled under the bed. Yeah, because that's all they do.
Yeah.
I love that the whole like segment on like what, whether people liked the movie or not, was them crying. Like it was them crying the whole time. Like usually it's like you see like a montage of them laughing or like smiling, and instead it's just like them sobbing, which actually makes sense with this, you know, film, musical, et cetera. But still, it's a, yeah, it's definitely a downer. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, Hannah would have picked Chappelle, yeah, and he would have been like,
thanks, Hannah.
Yeah, thanks, Anna.
Yeah,
but thank you, Anna.
Isn't something thanks really sad what people are looking for right now? Aren't things going too what? Well? People are too happy. Everybody's in such a good mood these days. Everything seems so great. Like people are like, you know what?
So well for
everyone
right now.
Where can I find something very sad and depressing to look at?
Yeah. Look at Sarah Beth. She has not stopped crying this entire episode.
Yeah, look, even when they were trying to convince us that she might win the veto, she literally had tears in her eyes in the DR being like, I'm really doing really well. And I think that it went really well for me.
Yeah, it's like, joy.
Okay. Ah, yes. Yes. That's what it was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Even I tried to be happy for her in the moment where she does feel like, okay, I just won the veto. Like the moment she hits the button, she's shocked. She's like, oh, I did it. Got this it. Is one of the fastest times ever. And then she's just
she
like, starts
really
to cry.
Well. She did really well. You got to give it to her. I mean, Hannah did really well, like obviously, but like they were like neck and neck. So very impressive.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk about BB High School. Okay.
Huh?
We went all in on Benny the Squirrel, Melissa.
Yeah.
The mascot for BB High. Now we heard about middle school crushes. Now we're in high school. All right. Things are getting serious now.
Things are heating up.
Things are heating up. And we're going to hear the story about the most popular kids in school, the, what, seven people who have been evicted from the house so far. Chappelle, could you try to piece together this day at BB High School?
No, what? I black out when things like this happen. There was a spider in a cage.
Yeah,
and
exciting.
Then, Whitney definitely threw that dodgeball at Brent for sure, 100%. She did it. She looked very pleased in her Cheerios outfit. I think Christian, what's his name? Travis?
Why do you say that she had a Cheerios outfit? Oh, because she was a cheerleader.
Just like a cheerleader. Yeah, yes. Oh, gosh, keep up.
Yes.
But yeah, I just thought this was going to take a dark turn because when they said the theme is Dear Evan Hansen, we're at high school. I'm like, oh my gosh, what's about to happen?
Oh no, I don't want to do that.
Not that. But you know, this was a whimsical replacement that was aired on television, and I think people saw it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I actually like this competition for the competition element of it. I think it's a very even competition. It's kind of a cool concept for them to compete in. This was garbage television. I mean, this was terrible to watch.
Yes.
It was like a full half hour almost. It felt like of just watching each person individually be like, so how I figured this out is that in one picture, he doesn't have a black eye. And in the next picture, he does have a black eye, which means... Stay with me here, audience. That the one before he has the black, the one where he doesn't have the black eye is before the one where he does have the black eye. And if you thought that took too long, let's wait to explain it six times with various different features from these photos.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, at least for the BB Comics comp, it's fun to look at the different... like comics. And so it's like, oh, okay. You know, if they're going to be describing the differences, you at least get to then see, you know, Devon in her BB Comics costume and like the funny, you know, reference that they have about it. And then you kind of like laugh about it and you're like, oh, okay, interesting. But just having like pictures of the people with things happening to them, like that isn't funny or clever, like is just so dull.
Am I the only person who liked this?
Wow. Likes this? Oh yes. Boy.
Look, it's not that this competition is like new and like, oh, they tried something that doesn't work. We see this competition often. Mm-hmm. It happens in different variations. It's just the narration for this is just so boring because it's like, you know, which one happened first? Was the spider in the cage before or did it climb back into the cage afterwards? Like, why would it climb back in the cage?
Yeah.
You know, so it's not great for television. But Rob, what did you like about
that
it?
Leave the narration out.
My mind is racing. Like, why did Frenchie have a spider? Why did he take it out of the cage? Was that another one of his harebrained schemes of that he's going to let the spider loose in the school? Classic Frenchie.
He's going to blame it on the women. Women, the women created an alliance, a spider alliance, and
he's in it. Right, and he's in it.
I helped them do it. Okay.
I like, so the one thing I do like is I do like when then they go press the buzzer and then it shows the X's on the ones that are wrong. Like, I do like that portion of it, but I do think that like we could have left out every single person giving their account for like why they're putting this there and why they're putting this there. Like, all they have to say is like, okay, I'm going to try throwing them all up on the board and then I'll try rearranging. Bing, wrong. Yeah. Okay. Well, that didn't work. So I'm going to try another one. Bing, wrong. Like, we don't need that. That takes like 5 seconds. We have like a 5 minute segment where we watch these people do this thing and then it's over. Like, all the only important ones is that Hannah and Sarah Beth did really well. And oh, the cliffhanger is we don't know who did better. And now let's see, you know,
I think for me, it's that like, if we watched this competition play out, like, on the episode, even if we knew the result ahead of time, watching it play out live would be more interesting than the edited version.
Yeah.
And that's because if you could see it live and you knew the answers and you had a timer in front of you, you'd be like, oh my God, they're so close. They're so close. They've got 30 seconds left. Oh my God, are they going to get it? And that means that there is something lost in translation with the edit. They are not showing a timer. They are not telling us which ones are correct. I think that's the primary thing missing here. I think when they're putting the things up on the board, don't wait until they buzz in to show us which ones are right and wrong. Show us right away. These are the right ones. They're so close.
Yes.
This is the timer. Yes. This is the time to beat. Oh my God, are they going to make it? Cut before they do. What is going to happen? That's way more interesting to me than watching. So in this one, they have a cast. Mm-hmm. And in this one, they don't have a cast.
How did Christian break his arm? I bet it was when he did a backflip burpee.
That would have been more fun. You can still have the whole storyline. Just make the competition more interesting.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree with Taryn. I absolutely think that they should show you when they're getting it wrong, because otherwise, like, who? I don't know what's going on. So I absolutely zone out and I just sit there until they buzz in and then I can finally see what's wrong. And then it's interesting because then it's like you can tell if they're like way off by having a ton of X's or if they're like actually so close and they just have one flipped or something like that. Like, if they just had that the whole time, anytime they showed the pictures on there and then you could see like an X or a little green circle or whatever they wanted to do, like, then at least I know that like, okay, they're doing a good job or they're not.
Mm-hmm.
And I can follow it better.
What about Derek X's apple? I mean, what's the apple a metaphor for the royal flush? Where that Derek X, he took that first shot at the royal flush. He went after Christian. He didn't have to make that move. Instead, he had to bite that apple.
Rob's like, Taryn, I love what you're saying, but let's get back into the
nitty-gritty. I'm starting to feel like Tiffany. I'm starting to feel like I need to let loose. And just,
shut the up,
that reminds me of Devon. Shut the girl. Girl, shut the up. You know? So my biggest issue with this competition is that around this time, we normally get BB Comics. And there's been a lot of talk about racism and things of that nature this season. And I've stayed out of that conversation largely because, you know, it just honestly, shut up. I don't care. But I'm going to call shenanigans. If we make it through this black ass season and we don't get no black ass BB Comics.
We better. That's like the final five, six. We still need those. We'll get the Zingbot. Yeah, I think the Zingbot is coming up soon, but I don't think they're going to skip the comics.
Tweets. I'm going full Kyren and I am just sending the tweets. I'm climbing the wall. I'm going to fly the banner plane. If I don't see Tiffany in a superhero costume.
Yeah,
they better have it every week. I don't care.
This is every week. When does Zingbot normally happen?
Final eight.
Yeah, I think Zingbot's usually around 7 or 8. Comics is usually like, I mean, season 21, it was at like 5.
I need my comics. And also, we missing out on good opportunity because, listen, as much as we like for people to get dunked on by Zingbot, We're getting rid of Sarah Beth before Zingbot comes. Like, this is prime opportunity, man. Like, this is your time for Zingbot to come in and be like, is Shelly real or not? You know, that kind of thing. Like, you know, this is the time. You know, I want that. And so she's going away. Hopefully Kylan makes it to that point because I just feel like there's so much material there.
We have to be able to talk to Kylan about his Yelp reviews.
Kylan will not react well to the Zingbot.
No, but this is what we need.
Yeah. Will not be happy.
Yeah, this is what we need. Yeah,
did
I just
hear
I want it.
Say that X was more likable than me.
Mm-hmm. He hasn't even earned it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he hasn't even earned his likability.
You know what? Zingbot hasn't even earned their zings. Yeah. You know, if you think about it, they're just given lines. I come up with zings myself. I'm going to zing That's Zingbot. True. You know what? I'm going to zing him.
Turn it around. Flip it.
Yeah.
Can't handle it.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
It can't. No, give me Zingbot soon, because it looks like Kylan might not have a lot more time left in the house just based off of this week alone.
You know,
yeah, Kylan doesn't need to be zinged by Zingbot because Tiffany's doing a great job of it in the house already.
Now,
she's sick of him.
You all are so quick to want to get done talking about the veto competition. We didn't even talk about Hannah and what she had to say about Travis.
Oh, Travis. Remember him? Because I don't.
I would like to report a murder.
Poor Travis.
She's jealous, Rob. She's jealous of his tryst with Derek X.
Now her reaction to that to Travis was my reaction to Ben Platt. I was like, oh, you know, like okay.
Do you
I'm really excited
Ben
about
Platt?
This.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, who was that?
Mm-hmm.
And then Hannah drops into a split out of nowhere, you know, in celebration.
Yeah, yeah, like Reed Kelly.
She had a good night. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she had a good night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So good job for Hannah. Ends up winning the power of veto. And ultimately, like, when we see the scores here, it's ultimately that, you know, Hannah was the only one under 5 minutes. Sarah Beth actually came in second. Kylan was third. Claire was in fourth place, but she was not happy.
Frustrating that I didn't win the veto because I was kind of contemplating doing something different than what Tiff initially wanted. But let's get Sarah Beth out this week and then regroup and refocus and keep moving forward in this game.
All right, let's just regroup.
Yeah, I was Where are you, kind Claire? Of considering maybe doing something different than what Tiffany wanted, maybe, but maybe I could have kind of considered doing something that Tiffany didn't want to do when I had the power to make the nominations in the first place. Maybe
we'll get them next time.
She had the chance already and she didn't take it. So like, would she have done literally anything if she had won the veto? I do not believe it.
Hold on, Melissa. Does Tiffany want to do something different?
Right.
No, that's Maybe. Why she wouldn't
what,
do
what
it.
If, what if Tiffany did? What if Tiffany did?
Then I think we should have that conversation. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
I think there's
Claire
a good argument
have
on both
done
sides.
Anything if They'll Tiffany... Regroup. It's just...
If Tiffany
it makes
wanted
me
her
so
to,
annoyed.
She would.
Yeah.
That is the problem. Is that Claire has not done literally anything for her on her own this entire game. And like... Ooh. It's just frustrating because she had such potential and she's just literally just totally attached herself to Tiffany without any sort of ability to do anything else or any sort of desire to do anything else. Like she's only listening to Tiffany and only doing what Tiffany wants and playing Tiffany's game. And it's so sad to see it. And I get why she's doing that, because Tiffany is so great. And in the beginning, when she and Claire were super tight and she was working with Claire and was considering going against the cookout, like they were a good duo and they were able to like bounce ideas off each other and listen to each other. And it did make a lot of sense. Now it just doesn't make any sense anymore. And it sucks that Claire can't see that.
Now we've solved this. Claire was kind of contemplating asking Tiffany if she could do something different. And that's what she would have done if she had won the veto.
Mm-hmm.
Listen,
also, Claire's DRs are not it. They're not it. Like I don't believe for a second anything that she's saying. I think she's like reading lines off a page and it's just like, I'm going to do this because da da da. And she doesn't talk like that in the house. And it's like, she needs to like just tell us what she's actually thinking.
This Claire slander is just going too far at this point, because we are upset with Claire for latching on to Tiffany and not doing anything. But Sarah Beth latched on to Kylan and didn't do anything. Alyssa latched on to Xavier and hasn't done anything.
I'm not excusing them.
Claire latched on to the best latch.
That's fair. That's a very good point.
Claire's the best latch.
She's the best latch of all of them, because... I mean, let's just put Claire to the side. What is Alyssa's endgame? Like, what is
that?
Do you have an alliance outside of Xavier? Yeah. Sarah Beth, if you survive this week, who do you work with? Nobody likes you. I mean, nobody wants to work with you in the game. You're totally likable. But, like, at least Claire latched on to Tiffany. I would be jockeying for that position. I would be, if I was Alyssa, I'd be like, hey, Xavier, we're cool. And then I'd be going, okay, Tiffany, listen, I know this Claire thing probably ain't gonna last too much longer. Take me instead. You know, like, at least fight for, like, supremacy amongst Tiffany's pawns, because, I mean, Alyssa, Sarah Beth, what are y'all doing?
Yeah, imagine if Kylan is the one you threw your game away for.
Ugh! The ghetto! The absolute ghetto!
I just wish that they... I just wish that they would, like, wake up and notice that this is going on, because I feel like part of their thinking is like, well, I don't know who else I would work with if my partner went home, but at least it's the two of us in this together. Like, at least we're in the same boat and we can figure it out as a duo. And it's like, don't you realize you're in the boat alone? Nobody else is in there with you. They're just, like, sending you off to sea. I don't know. It's just it's frustrating to watch.
Mm-mm. See, if, in my mind, Claire just thinks if she could just get to 7 and just win that one competition that she needs, where she doesn't have any, I mean, she doesn't have any allies except for Tiffany. So who can she really make mad except for Tiffany? So, you know, if she goes rogue one time, I just think this was her chance.
she doesn't even know that that's what she has to do.
But she doesn't have any
allies. She doesn't know that there's a cookout.
But she does know that she's been talking about getting rid of X. And then it's like they have this chance to have X on the block. And, like, she's talked about the guys, too. So, like, they have this chance. She knows that Sarah Beth is the target this week. She has a chance to take Sarah Beth off of the block. So that way she's not an option to go home unless something happens with the veto. But even then, she doesn't have to put Sarah Beth up. She could take Sarah Beth off the block, have X on the block, have Kylan on the block, and then put Big D on the block. And then let the girls have a decision and just be like, I'm taking Sarah Beth out of the equation. We need to get rid of one of these guys. Hopefully they go for, like, the strongest competitor, X or whatever, or maybe Kai even. Like, hopefully they go for one of those guys. But still, at least she puts that, she makes it so there's no option to get rid of Sarah Beth. Instead, she's like, well, I kind of want Kylan to go home or X to go home, but Sarah Beth's on the block, so she's going to go home, and that's just the way it is. It's like, you had this chance to take Sarah Beth off the block, and you didn't do it.
Yeah. Look, Claire's not going to figure it out.
No, she's not. And she's not going to win.
It's fine.
No, and that's okay. And like I said,
Claire as a person, I just am sad because I really saw the potential in her.
Right. Claire is awesome. Tiffany should win the game. So if they all have to throw their games away for Tiffany to win, who are me to judge?
And that's
want that to happen.
The next move Tiffany needs to make, send Claire to the jury, because she needs to be talking up Tiffany in that jury house.
Yeah.
Tiffany should have got Claire out this week. Give her more time with that jury.
Look no further than Corey and Nicole, right? Mm-hmm. Corey is in the jury house, and I mean, Big Meech is legit crying, like, I just hate Nicole so much. I just will never vote for her. And Corey's like, but, like, aside from your tears, you should still vote for her. And they, you know, Big Meech didn't. At least she had somebody inside saying, you know, I know y'all don't like her, but I mean, look at the material.
Yeah.
And so, you know, and then Paul loses that game. So, it wouldn't hurt if Tiffany had somebody in there advocating for her very early, because Claire can say, no. Whenever somebody comes in, like, no, we planned that. I was supposed to go here and then I didn't. But, you know, Tiffany told me it was time for me to go. So I went. I'd be okay with that.
Okay. Taryn, can I ask you about Xavier's time, 8:29 in this competition? Did Xavier throw this competition?
No, his brain just didn't work.
What's going on here?
He's a lawyer, Taryn. What do you mean his brain didn't work?
Good with details, but it just wasn't happening for him.
Yeah.
Maybe he forgot he wasn't a bartender.
Yeah.
Maybe he's just like, yeah, He's been lying so much about it. He just lost that skill.
It seemed like that he was, observant of everything.
I see Whitney. She's in a cheerleading outfit. I'm like, you look cute, but why you got a flute?
Yeah.
You look cute, but why you got a flute?
Yeah. Was he trying to rhyme everything?
Yeah, he's trying to figure out the rhymes. He's also like,
Frenchie's got
not...
a spider. Now it's trying to hide her.
Alyssa, but the problem is that Alyssa is not one of the characters in this plot, so it's just not as interesting.
He wasn't as interesting. He was bored. He's like, I'm going to break Christian's other arm.
Their alliance is odd to me as well. I mean, Xavier only shows true happiness when he says Alyssa's name. He pulled her name out of the bag. He's like, Alyssa? You get to play for me in the video? Like, I was All right, Xavier, six people in this house would have taken you down off the block. Make no mistake, including Claire. And so you didn't have to be that happy that it was Alyssa.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Just saying.
Kylan is thinking maybe he should come off the block because that for his resume that he would like to have. I never sat on the block on. I've been on the block, but not on Thursday. That is one day of the week I've never. Never been on the block.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
Does it?
Makes sense for him. But it doesn't make sense for anyone else to do that.
It turned so fast that they had this conversation and Tiffany just blew her top.
Yeah, she's not pleased. So, I mean, Kylan explains that, he doesn't feel uncomfortable on the block. He's not concerned for his safety. It's just for, he says, it's more about, game-wise. And I'm like, you can say it. Ego.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ego. This happened because Hannah wanted to use it on Xavier. And Kylan was like, whoa, what about me? I should come off the block. And then he tried very hard to make it happen. Tiffany is like, unbelievable. Unbelievable. This guy keeps trying to protect Sarah Beth.
Mm-hmm.
This was so great. So my issue with Kylan here is that he does this a lot, like not just the saving of Sarah Beth or the one. Like he's been trying to play the game within the game,
this season.
Yeah, he's the monster. But, even with this move, he's like, if you take me off the block, then I'm going to be able to put that on my resume. He might be able to save Sarah Beth. He wants to have his cake and eat it, too, even though they all came to this consensus agreement that they were just going to sit next to the person that they, they're plus one. Well, Kylan also is the one halfway revealing the cookout in like roundabout matters in his goodbye messages. Like there's a large alliance running the house, and then he's even going to Sarah Beth and being like, wouldn't it be crazy if there was like a large alliance running the house? What about that? Like not saying it would be all like all the black people, not the cookout, but like definitely like a large group of people that is not including me. Wouldn't that be wild if that was just happening behind the scenes? Like, why is he so hell bent on just like crossing that line? So I don't mind Tiffany going off because it's transparent. Everyone sees you, Kylan.
Yeah.
You talk too damn much. That's why everybody knows what you're doing. I talk too damn much. That's why everybody knows what I'm doing.
You make a good point. I'm sure Sarah Beth's goodbye message that if it doesn't outright reveal everything about the cookout, like I think we're going to get like there's a big alliance in the house and everybody that's in the house is in it except for you and Alyssa and Claire. I didn't say there's a cookout. I said who's not in the alliance.
I think that that's like a, I get why Kylan is doing that, but I do think it's a risky play because they all agreed we're not going to reveal it. And then to have him like revealing it, like, does he think they're not going to find out? I mean, there's going to be more cookout people in the jury. And if they are like, hey, like if they eventually, when they get to the jury house or whatever, say they reveal it and they're all like, yeah, we already knew there was a big alliance because Kai said it in the goodbye messages. It's like, that's not going to look good for him.
No.
At this point, his only hope is for all of the non-cookout members to vote for him anyway. So he might as well go full force there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
I just, it's stupid because you're definitely losing my vote in that moment. Because if I'm Tiffany and I'm sitting there and Kylan has somehow outmaneuvered her by some horrible means, I'm sure. You know, if Tiffany's sitting there and she comes into the jury house and the first thing they say is like, well, yeah, we knew about the cookout. Kylan told us. Like, Tiffany could have won this game 5 weeks ago. She has been allowing you to stay here. She had a path that was like foolproof that it didn't include you at all. And then you betrayed her after all that she has done for you. That's all she's done for us. No, you don't deserve Tiffany's vote. So I kind of hope he slips up and says something just so he can get that backlash. Because like I said before, no, I would have been horrible in this season.
Kylan.
Shut the fuck up, Kylan. No, I'd have been horrible in this season because I would have been trying to play a greedy game as well. But I'm not in this season, so I get to make fun of Kylan for doing it. And if he does that, he loses my vote and he loses my respect for this game.
I want to get back to Tiffany because she had more to say about Kylan telling us. She broke the fourth wall to camera. She said,
"You've been with her every morning, every afternoon, and every midnight. You're going to sit your ass next to Sarah Beth on that block, Kylan. You're going to shut up about it."
Period.
Yeah,
every midnight. She said that he's not lying.
Yeah,
he's not lying.
Yeah, what are you talking about? And then he walked in the room. Yeah, my damn conversation, Kylan.
I wish I had Tiffany the night of Sarah Beth's HOH win to just I would have been just listening to this on repeat.
Shut the fuck up, Kylan.
Yes, please, Kylan.
Kylan.
Oh, yeah. That was the morning of my morning recap. And I was like, Taryn, how do you do this? I couldn't do it. Listening to Kylan for hours and hours and hours. It's just too much. Too much.
Mm-hmm. All right. This is not going to go anywhere. Hannah does not like this idea at all, Melissa.
No, she does not. No one does.
Yes. That she feels like this was a very selfish move because he's been hanging out with somebody a little too much.
I think you've been spending a little too much time with Sketch B. Sorry, SB.
Again, she did it again.
Wow. Shady.
Oopsie.
Who needs the Zingbot when you have Hannah?
Yeah, just have Hannah and Tiffany just line up and just start roasting everybody, and they're just like, okay, we couldn't bring in the Zingbot because of COVID regulations, but we got two people in the house who've been lighting y'all up in the diary room all year. We'll just play their greatest hits.
Sketch B.
Yeah, just play those. just use a little voice bot on it or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can't know who it is.
Danny in the chat says Taryn and Chappelle can expect a tweet when Kai gets home.
Oh my gosh.
We're waiting with bated breath for the Kylan review of Rob's podcast.
No.
Taryn, we are not getting the tweet.
Podcast.
We're not getting the tweet. Our boss is getting the tweet. Robert, like you might want to block him now because it's coming.
Listened to Rob as a podcast. Great, great potential, but they really dropped the ball. Whenever they turned against me, just very, very bad podcast with bad opinions.
Would have loved to have done
his podcast. Yeah, he hasn't even earned his podcast.
Would have
he
loved
just got
to
it
have
off of likability.
Done an interview with you. All you had to do was be nice.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh man, not another one. Not another one. Add him to the list.
Oh, boy. All right. So, anything else from the episode tonight, Melissa?
Not particularly, no. I am excited to see who wins the next HOH. I think they mentioned at the end that there was an endurance HOH. Mm-hmm. So, that's exciting. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing here is that they've speculated it might be Slip and Slide. Slip and Slide does make some sense here.
I hope it's Slip and Slide. I love that one.
Yes. And so
do you love Xavier HOHs?
Right. Well, here's what could be interesting. If it's Slip and Slide and they have a safety jar, Claire, who cannot go for the HOH, may end up going for the safety jar instead, assuming she's allowed to do that. If Claire goes for the safety jar, you may have Xavier going, uh-oh, now I have to go for the safety jar to prevent Claire from getting the safety jar. And we may have a slightly more interesting competition because of that. And now Claire's like, why is X trying to stop me from getting safety? What's going on here?
Especially because X won't want to win HOH, knowing that mm-hmm. Alyssa will be the next one to go, and he would then have to be the one to put Alyssa up if Claire got the safety. So,
and now Kylan's winning, and X is like, why is Kylan? I don't want Kylan to win.
Yeah. So, yeah.
That
could get pretty interesting. And plus, like, the slip and slide one is just so fun to watch anyway.
Okay.
Someone is going to have to physically tackle Derek F to keep him from going for the money. If there's a money jar, he is going there 100% of the time, every time. Yeah. This man is coming out. He's going to be rich. Himself.
Yeah, I don't think that you need to tackle him. I think that the slip and slide itself will be tackling Derek F.
It's going to be a tough one, but I guarantee he won't be going for the HOH.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Should we talk about the spoilers?
Let's do it.
Okay, let's talk about spoilers. We got some questions as well. Okay, so I don't know if there's too much to break down, but let's bring in at this hour the spoilers here heading into tomorrow night's eviction. But first, a word from our friends at Geico. Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do, and I bet it can be hard work, but you know what's easy? Bundling your policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to geico.com and get a quote. See how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com.
The Office of Civil Defense has issued the following message. This is
a spoiler
warning.
A spoiler
warning means that an actual
spoiler
against this country has been detected and that protective action should be taken.
Got some Christmas decorations here.
Girl's not dancing. I'm trying to push him into dancing.
Mm. Oh, hey,
there we go.
Did I miss
there
it?
There we go.
Hey,
okay.
Did I miss it?
All right.
Okay.
Taryn, 24 hours to eviction. I can't imagine anything has changed in the Sarah Beth front.
No, nothing has changed here. Sarah Beth will be going home tomorrow night. The only thing, the episode missed the Xavier and Kylan tension here between the two of them because, you know, Kylan was pushing so hard to have the veto used on him. Xavier was really pissed off about it. And so that's been building. And then really the only major thing to update from the update today is that some endgame plans have been starting to be concocted here by some of the players. Particularly, it looks like for Hannah, she wants Big D to go first, then Kylan, then Xavier, and have a final three of Azza and Tiffany and go to the final two with Tiffany. For Tiffany, she wants Big D gone first, then Xavier, then Azza. She wants a final three with Kylan and Hannah, taking Hannah to the final two. And Kylan is on board with Tiffany's idea. He is looking, according to what he's telling her, at least, at Big D first as well, followed by Xavier, followed by Azza. And then he would take Tiffany to the end, and Tiffany's claiming that she would take him to the end, but she's lying. And she would take Hannah.
Okay. Look. You love to see it. Lots of different scenarios. It's not like that, you know, I feel like a lot of times, like in these seasons where, you know, you have it where there's basically like three people running everything. And then basically you have a couple people that are at the bottom. I mean, I feel like that there's like a few different scenarios, unless you feel like that three is Tiffany, Kylan, and Hannah. But, you know, it's hard to say that is like a locked in three.
Yeah, and I like what these plans kind of lay the groundwork for, because if Tiffany or Hannah get what they want, basically Xavier has to win out to win the game. Like, mm-hmm. nobody wants to go to the end with them at all. They don't even want him to get to the final four, like, whereas Kylan could make it to the final three if Tiffany gets what she wants. So if you're an Xavier fan, he's about to have to do some very impressive maneuvering as far as competition. So that could be entertaining. If you're a Tiffany fan, you probably should be thinking that she does not need to cut Azza at the final four. Maybe she needs to keep Azza with her just because Azza is going to get in the jury house to talk about how much of a horrible person that she is, you know, with Big D. You don't want those two in there poisoning the jury against you. But Tiffany will probably come to that. She'll come to that eventually. Yeah, she'll get there. And then if you're Hannah, yeah, you're going to do pretty much something similar to what Tiffany's doing, but you might squeak out a win against Tiffany if you make it to the end. So there's a lot of interesting like configurations here, and I think it'll be fun to watch. The thing that they're not counting on is Big D winning a HOH later down the line, and that would be entertaining as well if he got one and just kind of threw off everybody's plans. So we'll see what happens, but I'm excited.
Okay. Anything else of note to highlight from the feeds?
Not really.
Okay.
I mean,
all right, let's take some questions. Okay. Let's take a question from Tired Teacher. If you were locked in the BB house for almost 2 months, What movie would you want to watch? What would it be, Chappelle? Can't hardly wait.
Oh man, that's on the list. Oh my gosh. Oh man, why'd you put me on the spot? I don't know.
I'll go to Melissa. Probably... She's a movie buff.
Yeah, ask Melissa.
Is the question like, because normally they do it as like part of like an ad tie-in, and so it's like, oh, like what upcoming movie do you want to see?
Sure, what upcoming movie do you want to see, Melissa?
Do you know any upcoming movies, Chappelle? Because I don't really know any upcoming movies.
Sure. So all the Marvel movies are coming out. Shang-Chi and, you know, all that good stuff. The Multiverse of Madness. All the Marvel stuff is coming out. That would be a good tie-in for the superhero comics. I think that's where we should go, you know. Something
there's
marvelous.
That one movie that they always show commercials for on the Canadian stream for Big Brother, that The Night House or whatever, that horror film. That looks pretty good.
It's spooky.
And it's getting good reviews, so I'd be interested in seeing that.
Mm-hmm. Candyman is out as well.
Candyman. It's not Candyman. Great.
Ooh.
Don't keep saying that.
Movie.
All right.
Don't keep saying that name, guys. Ah. Don't do that.
here's the thing, though. Like my first thought was like I'm looking forward to Dune, right? But do I want to see Dune in the Big Brother house?
Yeah, on like a teeny little screen. Really.
And I would love to see Candyman in the Big Brother house because, yeah, you guessed it. I was that bad child in like elementary school who was like Candyman. I'll say it in the mirror. I don't care. I've been saying Candyman in the mirror my whole life because I was that guy.
So you know this.
Nope. Candyman. So in that Big Brother house, there are so many mirrors in the bathroom. I just feel like this is a perfect opportunity to scare the hell out of people. And so I would be down for Candyman.
Pop people up behind the mirror. They'd make you say it as part of, they'd be one of those like Beto comps where you have to like see all the spooky stuff. Oh, I love those when they scare them.
This is a good thing to talk about. Does a screen where you're seeing yourself because you're in a video call, does that count as a mirror?
Okay. Mirror. So
I hope not. Right. Please no. Let's just say no. Yeah. Comfort.
Again, I've been doing the
Candyman cares about our opinion.
I mean, I've been doing this my whole life. Like I said, when the original Candyman was out, I was a badass. I thought you could, like, I was scared of other things. Don't worry. But Candyman was not one of those things. So, yeah, if he's coming for me, he's coming for me. This is what it is. We haven't seen each other in a while.
Okay.
So happy to have him back.
Let's take a question from Vervian, who says, which cookouts plus one will be the most bitter? Who's looking like the most bitter jury member outside of the cookout?
I feel like Sarah Beth would be.
Wipe their butt with the BB Bucks.
She'd be bitter?
Yeah. Well, especially because she got HOH and then she basically did Kylan's bidding. And then, it turns out that Kai was working against her the whole time, you know. And
what if Kylan's in the final too? And she comes across as like so super pro Kylan. I don't know if necessarily it would be that she's a bitter juror.
I don't know. I feel like she might be bitter as well, like what Melissa was saying, because even this episode, she goes, it just doesn't make any sense. It's not logical. This is strategically, they just don't like us. Like, there's no real, I must be crazy if there's a secret alliance or something, because it's just not making sense. Like, she would feel like she didn't have a legit shot. Like, you know, like it was invisible. Yeah. So there was no way I could have protected
against
it.
Towards Kylan when she finds out about the cookout. Yeah, that's a good point. That she might be
that's what I think.
You
she'll
lied
be.
To me the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. I absolutely think she'll be bitter against Kylan. I don't think she'll be bitter against like the cookout as a whole, but I do think she'll be bitter against Kylan. And I don't really see Alyssa being bitter. I don't necessarily see Claire being bitter. DX, like, I don't see that either. Brittany, I don't see that either. Like, I just feel like I see it in Sarah Beth, and I don't know if I see it in the others. Just also the fact that like Sarah Beth, all these other people, they didn't really have like power and then have their person convince them to do something that was bad for their game. Like Derek X got power and he wasn't convinced by Tiffany to like do something bad for his game. In fact, she was trying to save Christian. So really she went against her own game to like do whatever Derek X wanted. And I feel like that didn't happen with Sarah Beth.
Okay. Let's take another question. This is from Sketch B says, shouldn't SB get a huge hint from production that she's the target when Kai's veto score was revealed first and her score was revealed last for dramatic effect? Taryn, is that something that the house guests ever catch on to?
Not really. I mean, sometimes they do, but sometimes they read into things that don't exist as well. And so, I mean, I think that it's very fair to say that like hers was the closest to Hannah's, and that's why it was, you know, read that way. I don't think it's that big of it. It also doesn't really matter if she knows she's the target. It's nothing really matters.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I do think there are things that I think the house guests should read into and they don't. And I'm always surprised by that. For example, like vote order and things like that, where it's like, if you know this person's voting to keep you and you know this person's not voting to keep you, and then they have this like order that makes it look like, okay, wait a second, they're putting that person first and then they're putting this person then, and then the final vote comes down to this person who I thought was on my side. Like, that doesn't make any sense. Like, I do think that like that is something that you could read into. At that point though, it's like, well, what are you going to do? You're going out the door. But there are situations where I do think like production does stuff and says stuff and, you know, puts things in a certain order. That's kind of like, okay.
Yeah. You probably have two sides of the coin though. You have on the one hand production going,
coin of destiny.
Derek X, you can afford to play this and then play next week. You should play this. Do you want to play this? And Derek X goes, no. And they're like, are you sure? Are you absolutely sure you don't want to spend your money here? And he's like, no, I'm fine. Like, but hear me out. Are you absolutely positively sure? Like, that's the kind of thing you should read into. There are things in the house that happen that they read into and they don't make any sense at all. Yeah. I mean, we saw Shelly wrote a letter. They have the letter. They read the letter. And Tiffany's like, baby, that ain't no letter. I ain't never seen no letter look like that. Ain't no Shelly. Like, come on, man. You think production finna lie for Kylan? Mm-hmm. For Sarah Beth? You think they really about to go out of their way and have a fake letter written for this? You know, so there are moments where if you read into too much stuff, you'll drive yourself crazy and you'll look kind of foolish doing it. So, you know, tease their own there.
Okay.
True. I might not say it. I might not say that I read into these things, but I would probably look at it and think about it. I wouldn't want to say it out loud because I'd seem crazy, but I'd be like,
Secret.
I don't think Sketch B works.
I don't think
you don't like it.
It's not the best. No.
Yeah, it just makes me think of Skechers.
Oh, I didn't think of that. It did feel contrived though.
What about, you know, like Melissa said earlier,
Sketchy B is better.
Sketchy B. Yeah, that's kind of cool. It's a good Twitter name for Sarah Beth. Sketchy B. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. I didn't love it though. It's like it's almost there. You know, right?
Yeah, it needs to be workshopped a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's take this question from Secret HOH. She says, will Claire tell Sarah Beth in the goodbye messages that she was the secret HOH? Well, she's thinking about it.
Oh, man, that's just going to be the saddest goodbye message. Little did you know, Sarah Beth, I've actually been in alliance with
and
Shada, and we're actually kind of working on Azza. And I was actually the secret HOH this week. And then she follows her to the jury the next week. Yeah. Have you listened to your voicemails yet? Because I would just love to delete
just
one
delete
real quick.
Well, no,
she'll do it if Tiffany says she can. Look, I was very excited to come on to talk about this week. I was like, oh, my God, it's Tiffany's HOH week. And then like Claire, you know, flips a coin and she has the power now, and it's still Tiffany HOH week. Like, I win. So, you know, if Tiffany says, hey, you can tell her, Claire, then Claire's gonna tell her. If Tiffany says don't tell her, she might not.
Okay. Anything else BB23 tonight?
No, I did see a funny tweet that basically was just talking about Claire and how, you know, how she's controlling things in the same way your siblings have like a remote control and you're playing a game and they think they're playing, but the game controller isn't plugged up. Mm. That was a good one. I think that was from Blake Emden 6 on Twitter. I thought that was very funny.
I'm controlling this podcast. It's fun.
You have so much agency right now.
You sure are. Look at you controlling the hell out of us.
Such a good job.
You're doing a great job, sweetie. Mm-hmm.
Good work. Okay.
Yes. So proud of him.
Okay. All right. Should we talk about what's coming up? All right. Tomorrow night will be eviction night. Maybe we'll have another HOH competition playing out live while the podcast is going on. Join us on the podcast on Thursday night when I will be in the Claire position, not controlling the podcast on Thursday when Taryn and Mari and AJ Norris will be live after the episode. I'm going to be making my way back home after a visit to New York. So I will be back with you on Sunday night. But Taryn, hold it down on eviction night.
Yeah, Rob will have no agency.
None.
Yeah.
Less than usual. Yes. Okay. All right. And then tomorrow morning, Taryn's going solo for eviction day.
All the agency.
Ready to go.
All so mine. Much agency.
Okay. The stock watch last night, Melissa, how did everything go with you and Taryn and Mari?
It went great. We had a great conversation. A lot of talks, you know. I went up in the stock watch, the reality stock watch. However, I am still very bad.
Yeah.
So, you know, while I have improved, it's still very, very awful.
Well, Chappelle, I cleaned up because I went all in on Ben Platt last week.
Who?
Wow. Yeah. That is a good choice.
Yeah.
I should have done that.
Can I tell you guys about what happened on the roundtable this week? Mari and Melissa both gave Big D a 5.
Yeah.
Oh.
5 out of 10 for Big D.
What did he do?
Because he's in the cookout, so.
You know, oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah, that's at least 5. Yeah. All right. Points for me.
Yeah. See? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Find out why on this week's edition of The Stock Watch. The other night, we had a great edition of The Slop. Jacob Jones joined me on Monday night, and it was especially sloppy. What a treat it was for me to get to spend an hour and a half with Jacob Jones on Monday night to talk through everything that's going on in the world of Big Brother. Highly recommend this week's edition of The Slop. Mm-hmm. Great
Rob, performance. You're going to do the slurp.
Yeah, no. We're waiting on it, Rob. It's
people said they didn't like it. I said I would test it, and it didn't test well.
Okay, let's just take a vote. Melissa, yeah. Taryn, how do you feel about the branding of the slop?
Positive.
This time. Okay, so Rob tried again. That's 2 out of 3.
Okay. Taryn, what do you think?
Okay.
Well, me and Brittany say
no. I'm not okay with that.
So,
look, majority rule.
All right. Well, I'll say it in reference to check out from Monday night. Jacob Jones joined me on the slop.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's great.
Thank you. Okay. All right.
I'm just waiting for Rob, you're going to get tweets. Why is he drinking on the podcast?
Yeah.
Put the straw away.
Sorry about that.
Unprofessional.
Sorry about that.
2 stars. Signed, yeah. Kylan.
No, shut the fuck up.
I'm not loving it.
Okay. On Friday, I will be still on the road. And so Taryn will take the reins on the BB Q&A call-in show. But Taryn, you have a special guest joining you on Friday.
Yes. You know, when Rob is away, I like to invite some friends over. And so Jacob Jones is going to come and hang out in the Q&A. It's going to be a party. You know, we said we wanted to go to the club. It's going to be, everybody's invited to the club, the Q&A club.
Yeah. So join Taryn and Jacob Jones this Friday on the BB Q&A call-in show. Do you believe that somebody told me, make sure you promote the Friday episode of the BB Q&A call-in show, because you're not going to be on it, and it's going to be with Jacob Jones, and maybe more people will become patrons then.
Yeah, this is somebody who is maybe in the backstage of this call was very excited about the fact that maybe people will be more likely to be patrons if you are not on the podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
yeah. Okay. Scam more.
No, thanks.
Yeah. Check it out. Check it out on the BB Call-In Show on Friday. I can't wait to listen. Of course, we kicked off the Survivor preseason on Monday when Mike Bloom and I talked about everything we know about Survivor 41 and the monster and a brand new cast that looks super exciting. Check out the season 41 kickoff special. And in addition to that, be sure to check out Mike Bloom and I have interviews with the 6 of the castaways from Survivor 41. We started at the top of the alphabet. So check out these 6 interviews. Mike Bloom was able to procure audio interviews with the castaways from Survivor 41. We asked them some very specific questions, and we got the answers to those questions, and Mike and I listened in. I got to hear those for the first time on the podcast. I thought that was a really fun show. We will be doing three of these previews, and look for the second one coming up on Friday in our Survivor podcast feed and on RobHisWebsite.com. Yeah, it's here. And of course, I spent so much time with Mike that, look, who's luckier than me this week? I've had so many great podcasters that I've gotten to hang out with, of course, present company included tonight. Last night,
thanks.
I spoke again with Captain Bloombeard, Mike Bloom himself, and Haley Strong, all about Survivor Pearl Islands. Had a really great time talking about the third best Survivor season of all time on the Top 40 Countdown. Check that out on robisawebsite.com. And then this weekend, I talked with Chappelle and Latanya Starks about The Real World.
Yes, we had a blast, Rob. We talked about The Real World Las Vegas and The Real World San Francisco, which people are trying to convince me are not the two best seasons of The Real World. But I guarantee if you listen to that podcast, Latanya and I make a really good case for it. And we take Rob on a journey to this past.
Chappelle, next off season of Survivor, we'll do a fan vote for all the Real World seasons. Then we'll watch them each week and then announce the rankings.
Oh, I bet Heroes versus Villains is going to be number one.
Yeah. All right. And then over on the Purple Pants podcast, Bryce is back to talk about that. Chappelle, this is a wild picture of you. What's going on in this photo?
First of all, that's not even my photo. Bryce went through someone's tagged photos on Instagram and found that photo. I look like the ghost of R&B singers past with my silky white do-rag on, but my edge up is crisp.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be very clear. My edge up is crisp.
That's true. That's
yeah.
True.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Baby hair is laid.
If you didn't have the Sarah Beth heart glasses, I think that would have been perfect.
Yeah. If I had the Sarah Beth heart glasses, those are circles.
Yeah.
I wish they were heart glasses. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I could have brought it all together. But again, Bryce is obviously a criminal and he stole that picture and he did not tell me. He used it without my consent and I'm fine with it. But also, Bryce, I see you.
Yeah. You should complain like Kylan for using the photo that you did not approve of.
Right. It's like almost like who could I complain to? Oh, yeah. Hey, Rob, I got a complaint.
So check out.
And Bryce, do you have a support line directly to Rob? Actually, can we get that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to check out. You talked about Space Jam, A New Legacy.
We did. We had a very good time recording that a month ago, and so I was very happy that it finally got released.
Yeah. Okay.
Did you really just post a podcast 1 month later after we recorded it?
I mean,
there's too many quotables. Okay.
Oh man.
All right. 90 Day Fiance is back with another season. 90 Day Fiance The Other Way. Puya got to talk with Asia Welch about the season premiere of 90 Day Fiance The Other Way. If the First Lady of Podcasting is still awake after this, I will watch 90 Day Fiance The Other Way after this podcast tonight. Cool. All right. And then of course Bachelor in Paradise is back. Haley and Amy are telling you everything about week three of Bachelor in Paradise as well. All right. Of course, we have so much going on. It's the first day of a brand new month, and it is a great time to become a patron of Robin's podcast because we have a lot going on with the Big Brother season, as many of our Big Brother listeners know about, between the BBQ&A and the slop every week. So we are going to be adding a Survivor Q&A to the lineup for the Survivor Yay. Season, and we started doing it here in the preseason. Puya Zamakili joined me today, and we took calls from the patrons about the Survivor 41 preseason. That podcast is also up. We've got five patron podcasts coming to you a week in our patron podcast feed. This month, the patron podcast feed is the monster. Check out everything we have going on, plus also this Survivor season, the patrons are going to be getting some of the podcast early, so that's very exciting as well. robinswebsite.com/patron. All right, and of course check out everything else from our sponsors at robinswebsite.com/offers. and follow us on YouTube. When you subscribe, hit that subscribe button. It doesn't kill you to give us a thumbs up or two along the way. And then, of course, follow us on social media at Rob's Podcast and at RHAP Grams on Instagram. All right. Thank you so much for that, Scott St. Pierre. Chappelle, what's coming up for you?
Well, I mean, aside from the two things that you already plugged of mine, being that you and I on the RHAP Rewind, of course, we're going to do that again this week with, I think we're going to do Who Wants to Be a Superhero with our guest, Naomi Calhoun. I'm very excited to talk to you about that. So that'll be dropping next week sometime. And then, of course, you see that I was on the Purple Pants podcast with my boy Bryce talking about Space Jam, A New Legacy. I also recently was on BoJack Horsepod, the BoJack Horseman rewatch podcast hosted by Lindsay Wilson and Kirsten McInnes, talking about season 3, episode 9, the best thing that ever happened. And it was one of the best things that ever happened to me. So it was a good time. I also be talking about The Walking Dead every week with Jessica Lees and AJ Mass on postshowrecaps.com. So this week was episode 2 of the last season of The Walking Dead. And of course, as we all have covered today, Sasha Joseph and I do talk about Never Have I Ever, the hit Netflix show that you might have heard about on this podcast, on Silent Podcast. And so we're definitely looking for guests for the near future. And we might, you know, send out some invites to some present company, you know, but that check that out every week. I believe we're up to episode 8. Last week we did episode 7, and we had a good time talking about it. So I believe Jason was our guest, and you know, moving forward, we might just have some other people on. But that's it. That's all I got going on. You can follow me on Twitter at Chappelle's_show, where I'm probably tweeting about all the podcasting that I'm doing.
Okay, great job tonight, Chappelle. Of course, Melissa was fired up as usual.
Yeah.
Melissa is on podcast. She's racking up podcast appearances. She's planning on starting new podcasts.
I'm starting a podcast. She's
tweeting about wanting to be on podcast.
With Chappelle. Starting Pen 15 podcast. And if any other, you know, people, podcasters, whatever, listen or watch that show, they should join us. And, you know, we're going to get this thing started. And I'm also going to be on Chappelle's show.
That's my Twitter.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll be on his Twitter.
He's going to retweet you. Yes. Yes.
I'm sure he will at some point. But yes, you can find me on all social media. It's Melissa with 3 A's.
Okay. Great job, Melissa. And then Taryn, what's coming up for you?
All this Big Brother stuff. Doing a Q&A without Rob. Very exciting. So again, become a patron for that. you know, find me on Twitch. Find me on Twitter. Do all the things.
Okay. All right. Thank you all so much for joining us here tonight. Busy Thursday. Let's see what happens with our next eviction. And more importantly, what will Julie Chen Moonves say next? Find out tomorrow night when we say goodbye to Sarah Beth on Big Brother 23. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye. Support for this podcast comes from our friends over at Geico. Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do, and it's hard work, but you know what's easy? Bundling your policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. It's a good thing, too. You're busy enough. Go to geico.com and get a quote and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today.